I'll have a full weather forecast for you at the bottom of the hour, but right now it is time for the morning interview, and I'm very excited to be joined in the studio by Freddie Charbonneau and Shannon Hoagland. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning, Andrew. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, I hope you both had a nice Christmas day, and here we are off on to what's coming up next. We're here to talk about Sitka Community Theater. First off, focusing on Radio Adventure Hour, which Radio Adventure Hour was just... when was our performance? Last month, November, October?
The first. It's always the Friday closest to Veterans Day.
There you go.
And I think
okay.
It actually was on Veterans Day this year.
All right. So Radio Adventure Hour, we have a recap broadcast of that coming up. Is that correct, Shannon?
Yes. I mean, what people, it's awesome fun to go to the theater and watch the performers, watch them perform live, watch the sound effects team. But there's a ton of work and magic that happens after, by our brilliant sound engineer, Gene Stolberg. And Gene this year has gotten the show tightened down. We always go for 1 hour, as much as we can. And she's gotten it down to a tight 63 minutes. And that will be broadcast coming up this Sunday at 12:04. That is during Anything Goes. So I'm stepping down from my role as host of that show. Mariana from the radio station will be coming in to host. And she's been a partner with us from the start of this year's Radio Adventure Hour. She was one of our listeners at the table read, gave us suggestions, gave the writers and directors suggestions. So she has volunteered to host. And then we'll have... the plan had been to have our sound effects team leader, Adam Lekowitz, to come in. I think he's out of town for the holidays. So okay. I'm hoping Gene, the weather will cooperate. Gene will be there, and then I'll be there to fill in the gaps.
Awesome. Well, let's talk just a little bit about Radio Adventure. Freddie, you've been involved with Radio Adventure Hour performances for the last few years, 3 years. Tell me a little bit about how you got into that. What hooked you in? What do you enjoy about it? There's lots we could talk about.
Yeah, so for me, it started because I got into Sitka Community Theater, with the Sitka Community Theater, and then Satara asked me to audition for this Radio Adventure Hour, and from there, I was just hooked. It's just such a fun process, and I have to keep coming back for it. And I thought this year was actually so much fun. We just had a great time. We had a great crew. And everyone, it was four acts that were written by four different directors. And each one was unique. But this year was the first time, I believe, Shannon, that it was just one play. But each act was written by a different director, and you and I were in the same act, and we just had so much fun.
it sounds so chaotic because we had a different cast. We had same characters pretty much for each of the four plays. We had different writers, different directors, but we would have different cast members coming in for each of the acts. So Radio Adventure Hour is a live show on stage. That's what we're about, connecting with the audience, being face-to-face with them. But we are also all radio people, too. And so it is plays written for sound. And the directors work together, first independently with a beginning, kind of breaking down all the plays. So they had a beginning, an action, an end. With the characters, they developed the characters, and then they had a couple days where they had to kind of reshuffle plot points, add scenes, because we had some places where the parts weren't all even, so we had these big parts, that we agreed were important characters, and then there were certain acts where they had nothing to do.
Right.
And then you had a role which was really unusual, where you were the only one who played that role in one of the acts, but for the most part, it was, and, describing it sounds totally a little chaotic. It sounded a little chaotic when the directors and writers were coming up with it, but when we saw the way the play fit together and we got the audience reactions after the show, we know that it was a good direction to go, and also the actors felt... The difference is, instead of all the actors connected to a theme and the directors, writers, and, sound effects team being connected to a theme, they were all connected to a story. The story was light and fluffy. It's called, Mystery on the High Seas, which is, kind of a placeholder, but turned out to be a pretty good name for what we were doing. Hijinks, Agatha Christie, you know, get everyone in the same room to have one of the actors announce, like, oh, and, you know, who was the person? And it was low stakes. It was things missing. It was connecting with their past, kind of dark past coming to light, light past coming to light. Wrapped up in a tidy little bundle.
Yeah.
But listening to it, I was so excited to listen to how it had all come out when Gene got the final copy. And that's what's going to be broadcast during Anything Goes at 12:04 on Sunday.
Okay.
That you will hear the whole broadcast just sounding really wonderful. Like you don't even know how good it sounds when you're listening in the theater, even though we have a wonderful theater.
Yeah.
But the way it sounds now, I was just so excited to listen to it. And the story makes sense, like, in its own weird way, as much as any Inspector Poirot or, you know, Miss Marple makes sense.
So, Freddie, as a performer, you've done musicals, you've done just regular drama plays. What about radio adventure theater? How is the process different? What do you enjoy about it as opposed to learning a role in a musical?
Well, it's very quick. You know, we only have to practice like for a month, and you get to have your script with you, which is fine. But you, the directors are really good about creating those characters for us, and because everything is your voice, right? So you have to like infuse your character in your voice, and so it's a different type of acting. And you don't realize until you do it how much voice actors, like, how important they are and, how, like, their voices are everything. And that was super fun. And the other part of it, too, is that the sound effects that you get from that. And you have to work with the sound team and really make it, like, it really is a team effort. And everyone working together make sure that everything comes together, the story comes together. It's just such a different process, but it is, it's also a really good way to step into theater. Like if you're wondering, is this something that I really want to do, that I want to explore? It's really fun. And I mean, you and I are both teachers, so we know how, like, we love using our voices. So,
sure. Yeah.
So, you know, it's really fun. And it's a great way. We had, you know, we always have, I feel like in the last 3 years, we've had some regulars. We also have new people come in all the time.
Yeah.
And it just makes it, it's community, right? Yeah. It's community theater. It's so much fun.
Yeah. And the directors have always been the same directors. So you have Sotera Perez, Zeke Blackwell, Jack Peterson, and Rebecca
Polson
normally are the four. Been able to, I think I've been in everyone's production at some point or another over the last several years. So it's fun to get to work with different directors. But this year, with it being one overall narrative arc, you could kind of get a sense of each of their directing or styles, writing styles, because they write. It's not just pulling something off the internet. Well, let's do this. They create it and talked about it together. You kind of get the sense of their styles, but then a larger narrative arc overall. Let's talk about the sound effects real quick.
Sure.
Some standouts, like some unique things.
Yeah, what do you? People what they thought were really cool, and each of the I received some comments from Sotera. She really liked there was a champagne cork,
okay,
which was created by a pop gun.
All right,
and that worked really well. We had a bucket being used to knock out the captain. You could hear a bit of a clunk there.
Okay. Yeah.
There was some hilarious snoring.
Yeah.
And then we are all proud of the team that created things like the things that we use over and over. Thad Polson created our famous door. To me, that's like our symbol. It's a symbol of radio theater. Adam told me this year they added a lock, like a bolt, deadbolt.
Yeah.
We have balloons. Balloons were used as buoys last year, and I think that was a good device that we'll be using in the future. A big shout out to Adam Lekowitz and Gene Stolberg.
Awesome.
Because Adam, we had some shifts in personnel, and it is an exhausting you know, it's hard for the directors and writers, but it's really, really hard for the sound team.
Oh, yeah.
They have to be there for the whole thing.
Yeah.
He told me when he texted me, he loves the door and he loves the slamming sound. And then the champagne, he also liked the cork a gun. And then he also liked dropping a big bucket and a sack of potatoes when someone fell over. And then we supplement all that stuff with digital sound effects,
okay.
Which is kind of in the tradition of radio theater. They had all these records, these sound effects records, these sound effects devices that they used to supplement the live sound effects in radio theater of the 30s. So.
Okay, so broadcast of our live performance will be this Sunday, 12:04.
12:04, and we'll have an interview with, I'm hoping Jean will make it in. She lives on an island, so.
Okay, and real quick, we got a couple minutes. Let's talk about what's coming up. One of my favorite nights of the year, Broadway night.
Broadway night, you are the host, in case I didn't tell you before.
Thank you.
Last Friday in January, which I believe is the 31st, doors open at 6. The show starts at 6:30. Tickets are available online, and that is a fundraiser for Rock of Ages, which has just been cast, and our show is the last weekend of March. It'll be a more adult show. I'm kind of, because I'm a big square, I'm saying 16 or 17 and up. Other people are like 12 and up, 13 and up, but if you want to be on the safe side, 16, 17, it is adult language, adult situations, but mostly a heck of a lot of fun. I'd use other rock and roll language if I could on the air, but it is a very rock and roll 1980s. Hats off to the 1980s. Freddie's in the play, and she saw that she got a role. And you will be our musical director, in case I didn't tell you.
Thank you.
No,
thank you
for that.
Good to know what's coming up.
Sotera is our director.
And Sotera's directing. Yeah, Rock of Ages, it's a jukebox musical, so it's full of tunes that weren't written for that musical, but they just borrow it. You think like Mamma Mia.
Def Leppard.
We got Bon Jovi.
Journey.
I mean, it's just full of hits.
Yeah,
just
we
great
can't
songs.
Say because it's like the audition songs were completely, so those are the songs that kind of come to mind, but all the people you can think of who were big in the 1980s that genre.
Yeah. All right, so Rock of Ages at the end of March, which I'm sure we'll have more information on that as
lots
it gets closer.
Time.
Broadway night, though, if people are interested in performing, they should reach out to you as soon
or
as possible.
You.
Or me. Just, talk to us. Let us know. Again, Broadway night's always one of my favorite nights of the year. It's such a great music variety show. The audience is always there just looking to have a great time. It's it's super, super fun.
And the performers are, too. It's funny to see them get out of the dining room chair and then come up to the stage. It's like, I'm ready to perform.
That's right. Freddie Charbonneau and Shannon Hoagland, so great to see you both and to chat with you about upcoming Sick Community Theater stuff.
Well, thanks for having us and Happy New Year.
All right. Yes.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you both. I'll be back with the weather in just a few minutes.